the Transformer robots are hot too. If you would have sex with any Transformer robot, who would it be?
Optimus Prime.
Because Optimus he's tall. Oh my god, you know, big chest.
When you say that,
manly color.
Some of the people that are listening to us right now probably won't be able to relate to that because it's kind of like our thing, 80s, right?
Transformers.
I mean, they're it's a 90s. Not on Transformers, the 90s.
I know, but you know? I think it's a treat for all of us who grew up with watching Transformers. Because I think next year they're showing Transformers the movie.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
It's like Transformers.
It's IEO. That's why the Transformers are more intelligent than the Decepticons, because when the Decepticons transform, you can do the sound of the Decepticons.
Transformers.
Decepticon sound when they transform into robot.
Transformers.
I-E-O-O. See, that's the first five, the only syllables in the alphabet.
Vowels.
I'm sorry.
If that were the only syllables, I mean,
consonants. Our language would be like this.
And how would we laugh?
But we would sound very much like the monkeys, which we don't want to be associated with because they throw feces at each other.
Yeah, and we're not related to them at all.
At all. Because we're descended from, you know, like rodents.
How sad.
I know, right?
Y'all.
Yeah. So we will never be an assassin, a pilot, and a dolphin. But with our combined powers,
we can be
dolphin.
We are Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
Was that your favorite card? What was your favorite card?
Care
you know what?
Bears.
Transformers. What other pop culture was really
Shirt Tales.
That was fine.
Care Bears.
Goonies.
I don't remember.
Oh, that's
the
a movie. That's
yeah,
a
but
movie.
That's our time.
I know.
Yeah,
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
And E.T.
E.T.
You know the cartoons every afternoon. There's this Disney afternoon during the summers where Shirt Tales. What about this? They're like half. They're like chimeras of something. Half something. An
the
animal
Muppet
that's a lion that's also a bumblebee.
Peanut butter.
Bumble Lion. His name is Bumble Lion.
Half something.
Butter Bear. Half butterfly,
and
half bear.
A transsexual.
I think that's how I became.
The Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show was already there for a long time. Just as Sesame Street was.
Yeah.
So it was Transformers. And there's still
My Little
Hawks,
Pony.
Thundercats. Lion O is hot.
Actually,
He-Man. Is not. What's his name if he's not He-Man?
No, He-Man.
Bago siyang He-Man, may pangalan siya, diba? Si Shira, si Alora, or something.
Eclustius.
When I was young, I wanted to have a horse and name it Swift.
And Star Wars.
Actually, that was my cousin. I'm just projecting
Star
it
Wars.
To make it more interesting.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars. Before it became, you know, with the one with Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
No, and on the contrary, I think it's
like
given it a bigger dimension, the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, well, maybe because of the effects, but you know, you can't really.
Yeah, but
it's an important part of.
And then we can be
so
really very jealous about that. It's like,
know.
That's my generation. You respect that, you know.
Yeah. I know.
So
I know.
do a movie of it in a very good manner.
There's a pressure there, but you know,
way.
You have to. Yeah,
exactly.
It's okay.
Star Trek. I'm Trekkie.
You're a Trekkie. Sorry. Yeah. But how about the cartoons and stuff?
That cartoons, My Little Pony.
Yeah, My Little Pony.
Care Bears. And I used to watch the show.
That,
I don't know if they had it here. The Storyteller.
Japanese.
Jim Henson.
Japanese gigantic robot dubbed series like Shider, Bioman.
The first one was Voltus 5.
Voltus 5. Which is an anime. The live
action Voltus 5
ones.
Actually was up and about.
Ah, yeah,
up and running. No, long before in Japan. It was built in the 60s.
Here.
60s
I know, 70s. Because the animation is really, really dated.
Bad, yeah.
It's not really bad, but for in its context, it was one of the... We're not, you know, fanatics here of anime. We're actually a comedy show about, you know, reviewing food in restaurants. Not an anime show. We don't want to mislead you.
Or tourism.
Our inanities.
Yeah. What's our vocabulary again for reviewing food? Give me a word for review food, like succulent.
Succulent. These are the words.
We use big words like.
We have a four-way test. You know. Is the food fair to all concerned? Is the food kosher?
Uh-huh. And weren't you happier in your lifetime?
Time. Is the food, is the portioning
acceptable?
If the portioning is larger than you, think twice. These are our four-way tests.
Is it fair to
and
all
if
concerned?
You d- if, is it fair to all concerned? And if you even sense that human flesh is used, think twice. If you hear screaming in the kitchen,
think twice.
If you see rats and things like that.
Let's respect rats. We are descendant from rodents.
Their closest relatives.
Yeah, I say hi to them and send them Christmas cards.
You're crazy.
I know.
I'm Echo.
I love Echo.
I like Mimi.
Mimi. What was it again? Cancel yeah, Lemieux.
But we didn't even use Cancel Lemieux.
Oh yeah, we did. Oh yeah, I went like Bond.
Yeah, you're stupid.
We had a pictorial.
I was like a
special segment, and we changed our names. I changed mine to Robert. He was Trevor, which is the palindrome of Robert.
Let's start palindrome. Oh my god, we use that in our podcast for food too.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I want to use the big
and
words.
You
palindrome.
Are
Mimi.
This Rocket. Cake is Mimi. Absolutely palindromic.
I know. You know. This is the sound of a knife. What is the word when you say
flicking on
my, what do you say when
jugular?
Jugular. Or maybe sex sounds. Think twice. What else? What are we talking about? We're just along.
Pop culture.
Oh, don't shout at me. Oh, my feelings. It's hurt. Look it. Pop culture when
during
we were growing
our,
up. Or maybe that informed why we dream the way we want. That's why we have
our
dreams.
That's exactly
yeah.
my point, yeah.
So,
I'm just not connecting
so
things.
In, like in the pop culture, because that's why about pop culture. When you were young, what in. Well,
silver spoons.
That.
Silver spoons.
Silver hawks. What are we talking
okay, there's
about? Okay, silver things. Tonight, our topic are things that are silver.
Things that we grew
silver
up
knives.
With in terms of TV
oh,
and well, stuff.
Things I grew up with.
That may have actually influenced our dreams to want ourselves to become pilots and ninjas and what were you?
See, I grew up in an orphanage. So
oh my god, really?
I never really. So I wanted.
You have a dad. I met your dad. Fucking right? Are you kidding?
You know, being free, swimming in the water. You know, and we only watch TV every night for 5 minutes, even if it's just a short segment of the basketball game.
Yeah.
Because I'm really
and they
really
whip them
straight.
To sleep, right? They
and
whip
we have
them to sleep.
Lights out. Yeah.
And
so
they only
watch
beans.
Basketball. And I'm really good at it if I hadn't injured my knee, but I really wanted to
be a dolphin. Are you related to Oliver?
I grew up in in an orphanage.
Where, can you sing Where's Love? Edit na yun. Where lang, hanggang sa where lang.
Where?
It was lang.
Love.
Was this the same period when you told me that you would eat thumbtacks for breakfast or something? The nuns
no,
would make
no,
you
no.
do
that
it?
That was my previious life. During the
what
Old Testament times.
What happened these days that you are like this only now?
Oh! Many jumbled words. Just spoken random words to just, you know, because we have 5 more minutes to record. Yeah. So, door jam, table, my answer is this. You are, that is, umbrella things. Thank you.
But we understand each other perfectly.
Yeah, so
that's it. Oh, did you guys watch like Dark Crystal and Labyrinth?
Labyrinth. Yeah.
I've seen Labyrinth.
David Bowie. I'm sorry.
David Bowie.
Yeah. David Bowie.
The ba. Yeah, that was really nice. Labyrinth was really nice. You know what was nice too? Was
Some Kind of Wonderful.
No. That's Some Kind of Wonderful is for teenagers during that time, but I'm sure girls wanted
no,
to watch
90s
that.
No, 90s.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Diba?
Ayong girl guy siya. Yung
girl guy.
Oh,
girl guy.
No. Maybe.
Girl guy.
Have you seen 9 to 5?
Oh,
Dolly Parton, Luke Tomlin.
Yeah.
And the funny
I grew
thing
up
was.
With Golden Girls.
My God, who are you with your grandma? Group with
yeah,
grandma,
Falcon Crest
and
Dallas.
And you lived in like Southern Florida.
Dallas.
Like, you know, in a retirement
Dallas.
Community. Oh my God, Dynasty, ganon.
Dynasty.
Twin Peaks.
Oh, put that
yeah, I grew up with Baywatch and
Baywatch?
Knight Rider.
I
grew up with Knight Rider and
Rider.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love Wonder Woman.
Yeah, especially when she turns around and you watch her boobies just bounce up and down. And it's just
yeah.
Yeah, because I'm really straight.
Yes. Say that to the Marines.
Marines.
In the Navy.
But I like the part when Wonder Woman becomes a super Wonder Woman or something. You know, she turns again. And then she becomes like a motorcycle witch or something.
Motorcycle?
No, she
becomes... MacGyver.
Oh, MacGyver too. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, MacGyver.
Tsaka sa RPN yon. RPN 9 yung MacGyver. Tsaka yung Wonder Woman. So I saw them when I was growing up in the province.
Mother Woman. Shows like Mother Woman and... Starring. How about the one where there's a robot? A little girl robot.
Yeah.
Oh!
Little Wonder Twins.
Small Wonder. Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
And Alf.
Alf, yeah. I kind of got annoyed with him. He looks like an uncut penis, right?
Yeah, Perfect Strangers.
Doesn't Alf look like an uncut penis?
I'm not that gay.
Wonder Years.
Now you spell that with 200 E's and A, 250 E's and A, R, and 2,000 S's.
Years.
With an A
and an H. And then, of course, an exclamation mark.
Years.
Or an ellipsis, because it might just go on forever. We have 8 minutes left, and we have to go because it's 8 minutes till closing time here.
All right, but we have 10 minutes. Okay, good. What else? What things do you guys remember when you were growing up?
I remember my favorite things.
Sound of Music, then, diba? I mean, who isn't like who hasn't grown up with those things?
Who hasn't grown up? Period.
And that's another podcast. Balik po kami sa susunod na kabanata. Pero, yeah,
and you should watch out for our special cosmetology challenge. It's going to happen soon.
Very soon.
And also watch out for falling debris. You don't want to die before this episode airs.
Yeah, watch out for falling debris.
Shut up! Maybe we should have a theme song. Because on our anniversary, I want it to be... let's be like the godmothers of the song, and we were each give
blesses
it a boon it. Of something,
blessing.
And I give it the gift of silliness. It has to be silly.
I give it
silliness.
The gift
scientific term silliness. Silliness.
Miles is giving a gift. Quiet.
I'm thinking about a really big word.
Yeah.
I'm giving it the gift of palindrome.
It's a difficult song because if it's a palindromic song, if you sing it backwards, it has to sound the same. So it's impossible.
Oh, okay. And there are only a very few words that are
like
palindromes, right?
Nasa bayabasan, unless you sing an entire song set to the tone.
Nasa bayabasan.
Nasa bayabasan. If you nasa bayasan, in English it's because Tagalog has many letter A's in it. So nasa bayabasan. There's a letter A in every other letter. So it's easy to make palindrome. So if you spell it out and you read it backwards, it's still exactly. Nasa bayabasan.
But it doesn't mean anything,
like,
right?
It's nasa bayabasan. It means at the guava grove.
No, what's that word?
Oh! Nasa bayan basan.
Nasa bayan basan.
Nasa bayabasan siya.
Babayagan kita.
Nasa bayasan.
Nasa bayabasan. I can't think of any. There's more clever ways to...
How did you realize that was a palindrome?
Well... I know how to read.
No, but like, were you running around or looking for palindromes?
Backwards, it's you read it the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
when I was
looking at words,
I mean, to those useless things when I was a kid,
you would read a book just for the heck of looking at if there.
I think
they have palindromes in it.
My grandfather brought it up. This was my life where I didn't grow up in an orphanage.
Your other life.
Yeah. Because I think when I was a child, I read about like. I don't know, 200 lives.
One as a child prostitute.
Yeah, I particularly enjoyed that.
So back to no.
Yeah, that's about it. So it couldn't be a palindrome. So back to the song that you would compose for us.
I'm just really curious. You just discovered that Sabayan Basan by yourself, or somebody said?
I think my grandfather pointed it out.
Okay.
Yeah, but I learned later that it was just a curiosity then, but I didn't know how to name it.
And you were a kid, right?
And when I was,
I wouldn't have found any.
And then older, I learned that it's a palindrome.
I wouldn't
because
have any...
you're a first world boy.
No, I wouldn't. No, even if I grew up.
Because you're not Tagalog.
No, di ako Tagalog. Kasi I didn't speak Tagalog.
So you don't any. You know any? No, no, any palindromes in Visayan?
I didn't even think about. I don't Tagalog. Think about those things.
Yeah, because you know that those are things that you know took up my attention whilst I was leading my 200 lives.
Whilst.
Yeah. Whilst. Okay, so anyway, back to the song.
Yeah, I'm giving it the gift of silliness. We being the godmothers of this song.
Oh.
What gift would you give to it? Because palindromic, possible, but it'll take like maybe 200 years to compose. If it was to make sense, but if it's just Nasabaya Basan, Nasabaya Basan, and then that could, to be a palindrome. Yeah. Very good, you're learning.
Wow, my God.
Yeah,
God,
so I should have grown up with you. It's silly, it's palindromic, but...
Because when you were young and thinking about palindromes, I was young and, you know, putting myself in my sister's clothes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my other life where I had, like, 13 sisters in Italy and, yeah.
Uh-huh. And beat you up once in a while.
Beat you up and, you know, dressed me up in their leather boots and leather pants.
Uh-huh.
And
whip to you a lot.
By the way, your gift to this song.
Okay, my gift to this song is technology.
The gift of technology.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this song will be able to, I don't know, fly a plane or operate heavy machinery.
No, it can make people operate heavy machinery.
This song, we better, fulfill this gift-giving thing. And you, our last gift will be given by Godmother Kara. Our song will be silly, technological, and
rhyming
the gift of rhymes. Okay, so you watch out for that. Maybe we will launch it on
sometime
the 5th.
Not the 5th,
sometime soon.
Maybe
sometime
our second soon. Month anniversary, but not
okay,
the 5th.
Okay.
No pressure.
Remember.
No pressure, yeah. But again, you guys can contact us at thanksitsmylalas@gmail.com or leave comments and listen to our podcast at the website
www.podomatic.
No. Thanks. I'm sure. One more time. You can listen to. You can email us.
Edit mo yung ibang mga maling ganun. Dapat mali-mali lahat ng nasasabi ko. www.kantutanchannel.com. No, www.thanksitsmylolas.podomatic.com.
Yeah. You can email us through there, or you can go to your iTunes browser and type
Thanks, It's My Lolas.
And then press subscribe, and then you'll listen to our podcast.
Or you can also press 4, 16, 15, 22, 32, and 36, and press execute.
And actually, some people, not really some, because it was just one person, emailed me and asked me what Lola means.
Lola is the Tagalog word for grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
But we, the gay community, adopted it to refer to anyone at all, like, ang ganda ng Lola mo, or...
Or Lola, ang ganda mo.
Lola, ang ganda mo. Hey, you look beautiful. You can refer to anyone at all by using Lola. Somehow it's...
But not nothing inanimate, right?
Chair, ang ganda mo. Lola, ang ganda mo. So thanks, it's my Lola's translates. Thanks, it's my grandmother.
It's usually the yung term na Lola sa gay lingo. Uh-huh. It's usually the girls or the...
Old people.
Old gays. Like old directors in theater.
Yeah. Or Madonna.
Old directors. Madonna. Oh. Yung lola mo, may nirelease na bagong album. Madonna just...
Madonna is gonna say that with the same zest and sensibility. And she says sensibility.
Okay.
Okay, sabi niya. Alam mo ba? Alam mo ba yung latest? Yung lola mo nag-come up with the bagong ano.
So, like this, yung lola mo nag-release naman ng bagong album. In English, Madonna just released another album. Something like that.
But you say first, alam mo ba, ang ganda ng lola mo, nag-release na siya ng bagong album. Okay, ready? Same sensibility, same context, same poverty.
Oh, she's such a beautiful. She just released a new album.
Bond just resembled Edwin Serrano tonight.
Thanks. And I would like to clarify, I think in a previous podcast that I wasn't included, I heard Gary explain that the origin of Thanks Is My Lolas was, but they can't remember, so they just made an example. Your shirt looks really good, and someone else answered, Thanks Is My Lolas, because it meant, Thanks Is My Grandmother's.
That's
actually,
not
you, no, it's actually we're referring to, it was spoken by Margs. Around circa 1998,
Margaret,
we had a cafe. Miles was still here before he left for Chicago for 6 years. We were all very young then. We're still playing with
ourselves,
and you know, dirt. And we had this
cafe.
Margaret had a big house
because we were
built in the '60s. It was really, really beautiful. And
it still is, but yes, it floods
and
a lot.
Much more beautiful now than then because
they
had it renovated.
Yeah, because it floods more often now.
Yeah, and what was I saying? And we had a cafe, and she, we're a little short on cash. Well, we were all young and idealistic, didn't want to work. And
hi.
So,
hi.
You have 9 minutes.
So yeah. We had guests and she would sell her books because she had a lot of books. And when one of the guests commented, "Wow, this is a beautiful house," and
why did you serve coffee
or something like that? We also had a rudimentary coffee shop. And one of the guests asked, "Wow, what a beautiful house! Who owns this?" And Margaret just answered in her, you know, usual frenetic way, "Thanks, it's my Lola's." And then she just exited. So that was the beginning of that. And we actually named our theater
company
when we were young. After that, just a line blurted out in a
anything we want to do, we kind of put "Thanks, it's my Lola's" in it right now. So so soon we're going to come up with a shirt that says "Thanks, it's my Lola's," and you're gonna be wearing it, and it's gonna cost
soon.
An arm and a leg, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna have one of the great designers here in the Philippines.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, my name is Miles Sanchez,
and I'm Karen Messina,
and this is Bon Reyes,
and you're listening to "Thanks, it's my Lola's."
Maybe you're cooking right now, or wrapping birthday gifts. Maybe you're changing your sheets. And take it sincere. Showers. Maybe you're drinking your beer, waxing political. Maybe you're shaving your legs during lonely hours. But why is it that I feel like I'm the only one suffering a serious meltdown, holding my breath? And why is it that I feel like I'm the only one chasing my past in circles on the phone? Maybe you're home right now, enjoying your TiVo. Maybe you're counting the days until your next paycheck. Maybe you've banked enough days to take a long weekend. Maybe you've banked enough words and feel less frenetic. But why is it that I feel like I'm the only one wishing for time to make a national recall on tears? I feel like I'm the only one that's been dealt with lemons. Can take it all down. You come to my head like maybe, well, once a minute, and I've made some untraceable calls, but you're turning them down. I know you made up your mind, and maybe finally you've moved on, but baby, just once, pick up the phone. And I've made some untraceable calls, but you're tuning me out. I know you made up your mind, and maybe finally you've moved on, but baby, just once, pick up the phone. Maybe you're having 3 milk cake, the sagging counter, where once I believed